USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is being charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation in Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr says for now, Kraft faces two counts in two separate incidents.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
Kraft, through a spokesman, has denied the charges. Vice President Mike Pence was in South Carolina touting the rising economy in the United States. Pence also believes no one should be left behind. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer joins Fox News and says the economy is doing
great. I mean, this president has created jobs and output that no one thought could happen, and he's done it, and he's going to continue doing it, I hope. I mean, so far, this economy has performed way above anyone's expectations.
You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
With reports that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is wrapping things up, the White House is clearly eager to put the two-year-long Russia probe behind it. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders telling reporters on Friday morning that the public moved on a long time ago, arguing that the only people who are still, quote, hung up on it are Democrats and the media.
The idea that President Trump needed to collude with Russia in order to beat Hillary Clinton is frankly laughable.
Her remarks come as there is speculation that Robert Mueller could submit his report to the Attorney General Bill Barr as early as the start of next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA wants to lower its draft age. The USA Today is reporting the league has formally proposed changing the draft eligible age from 19 to 18. The Players Association is expected to review the proposal at its post-All-Star break meeting on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
On December 22, 2017, President Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Job Act. As people continue to prepare their taxes to meet the April 15th deadline, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Paul Schwartz. He's a CPA with Hoffman & Company. He tells you what the main things are you need to know moving forward.
It appears that approximately 70% of all taxpayers will pay less tax. I mean, keeping politics aside, that's what the initial indications are. People will get some nice benefits who have young children, as the child tax credit has been increased from $1,000 to $2,000, and that's for children under the age of 17. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically, people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things, like the loss of some real estate taxes, and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.